This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about you people.
I
How are you?
I was wondering what you were doing rolling up those headphones.
I'm
going to
do this without any headphones. So
whoa, you're raw dogging the pod.
I can't hear a thing you're saying. I have no headphones.
You can hear her non-processed.
Non-processed voice. Yeah. I hate it.
Raw and unfiltered. I know. It's a very... Do you know in Roadwatch, like when I worked there reading the traffic, they wanted... Like I had to un-Southside a few words.
Oh, yeah?
Mostly the main one that was really hard to shake was roundabout. Like she
roundabout.
Was like... Yeah, she was like, you're saying it very nasal, like roundabout.
Yeah.
It's actually very hard to say any other way.
It's like saying dorky.
Dorky, yeah. Galway.
Galway.
She was like, it's Galway. Galway. Galway.
Galway.
Galway.
I'd say Galway.
Yeah, I know.
But
I
roundabout.
Roundabout.
I'd say
I think we say it kind of the same.
Think,
you know what's the worst?
I'm overthinking it now.
The worst one. The dart.
The dart.
Yeah.
The dart.
The dart.
And there's a certain way posh people say hoat.
Oh yeah, it's Houth.
Houth.
Houth. It's like H-O-U-T-H.
Houth.
H-O-U-T-H-G-O. I don't think I'm that bad. I know I'm pretty bad.
Oh, you are like, quite.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're quite posh. You're not like 2FM. Do you know what I mean? You're not like that level of, you know what I mean? Like the Lottie Ryans or anything. Like you don't have that accent.
I've tried to like make it less so over the years. It's like, I'm actually not.
Be proud.
There's no point in saying it. Like, I'm not that posh. I feel like you just can't even say it. Like,
no, you're not posh, but you do have a posh accent.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. And the other one was southbound, northbound. That's kind of the same as roundabout. But
tell me, is that you saying it the way that you were given out to? Or
maybe.
Because that sounds fine.
No, she'd say southbound.
Oh, no, it was the bound.
Northbound.
It was like the bound.
Yeah, bound. It's kind of like Kardashian-esque. It's like bound.
Right, okay.
So
okay.
Like you'd be going southbound.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Southbound on the M50.
You'd be like southbound.
Yeah.
Northbound,
I'm
southbound.
Like, look, no one listens to the traffic anyway.
I think it did. I loved it.
Thank you.
It was always a good episode.
Alex, everyone listens to your traffic every day on the show.
We do. We love it.
103.8. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Good morning. Hello.
Hey.
Good
morning. What's going on? How are we? Happy Monday.
Did we enjoy that fresh air this morning?
Yes. Oh my God, I was delighted when I stepped out the door. But then why was my room still so sweaty?
Yeah, I was the same. Like I wore a hoodie and I put on the hoodie this morning and I was just like, oh, I'm actually a little bit warm. And as soon as I stepped outside, I was like, thank God I wore the hoodie.
So happy. Bit of a chill.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
And to be honest, I'm kind of obsessed as well.
Oh, apparently there was thunder.
Yeah, a lot of rain. I was out this morning with the dog.
I didn't hear any of that. You were at the dog this morning?
No. Just out for a he was just having a wee or whatever. But the place is drenched. It was lashing overnight.
Tom Douglas, who is the afternoon newsreader on Spin, tweeted last night at 2:06 in the morning. And he said, anyone else in Dublin woken up by the biggest boom of thunder they've ever heard?
Wowee.
And it kind of, like, it got like 100 likes at 2 in the morning.
Were,
so I was like, right, people are obviously up and realising that was a big
people are up liking
the
tweet.
I didn't see that. I didn't hear that.
I did see something pop up, like that there was a thunderstorm warning. And I was like, that's bleeding classic.
Yeah,
classic Ireland.
But I didn't hear anything.
But you know what it'll do now, lads? That'll clean up the air.
Oh, well, it's great for the flowers.
It is.
The thunder.
Yeah, the thunder.
I don't know about the thunder.
A lightning storm or a thunderstorm are often known to just freshen the place up a bit.
Right.
Yeah. After a kind of clammy period.
And so Taylor Swift will be out dancing in it.
Yeah.
She would.
Gets out the dust off the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The rain.
It's getting a bit stinky now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The plants will be buzzing.
I'm delighted to see a bit of rain back, to be honest with you. Let's say
oh, boy. Hi, this is Sabrina Carpenter.
Lola Young and Messi on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Now that it's not so hot anymore, maybe people would be like, oh yeah, this is the way it is normally in Ireland. Yeah, maybe a holiday would actually be good this year. We have the answer for you with Spin's holiday hot pick. You could be heading to Morocco, Malta or
Majorca.
Majorca.
I feel like it's different though. It's different heat. 20 9 degrees in Ireland is very different to 2020.
Well, they're equipped for it over there. You see, they'd have the air conditioning, whatnot. Exactly. Not just the dusty
the
old
don't
fan.
Keep the heat in.
They don't.
Exactly. We'll give you all the details on how you could win that fabulous holiday of your choice very shortly on the show. For now, though, I had to make a phone call yesterday, and every time I think about it, I still get a little shiver up my spine because I just think, oh, I can't believe I had to say that.
Oh,
anyway, yesterday morning was a lovely morning. It was obviously glorious. Woke up fresh as a daisy. I'd had a really early night and Saturday night and all the rest. And I was actually being really boring and domesticated and just folding clothes and putting them away and doing washing and stuff. Love Meanwhile, Jack's like, I'm going to run to the shop. Do you want anything? And I was like, maybe not pastry or something. Be nice.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, we'll get a few pastries. Whatever. Grand brekkie. Lovely. He went off. I was still pottering around doing my bits. And he comes back and he obviously put some stuff in the kitchen and he came up chatting to me anyway. And we were kind of just at the top of the stairs sorting clothes and we just heard this rustle downstairs, this rustle of a bag, and we both just looked at each other and
rustle
said,
in the office.
And we both just looked at each other and said, oh no. And we ran. The dog had eaten 3 pan au chocolats.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Scary. Mm-hmm. I literally ChatGPT'd, what do I do? My dog is eating chocolate. Right? And they said, this could be fatal.
This is an emergency. Don't talk to us. Please ring someone.
Literally, you know, we've worked out at this point, he's obviously getting taller and stuff, but I thought, like, he seems to have grown. He's not getting any bigger. You know exactly where you can leave things at certain points in the kitchen that he can't access. Mm-hmm. It beyond me how we got anywhere near where exactly they were placed.
I was round at Emma's house during longitude, and when I was sat at the kitchen table, Emma was like, make sure you leave the plate right in the middle of the table, then he can't reach up and get your chicken
fillet
roll.
Oh yeah, he can't give it the
roll. But he like he is everywhere. He's sniffing around everywhere.
He's a divil, like a real divil.
Yeah,
but like the panic set in because I'm like, he's after eating chocolate by 3. Gone. Yeah. Devoured.
It's only that tiny little sliver in the middle though. Yeah. It's always a disappointing amount.
This could be fatal.
They're not meant to eat chocolate.
That's irresponsible of ChatGPT. Like, whenever I say anything about to chat, it's like, totally understandable that you're worried. Let's take a minute. Take a beat.
But it's kind of the way, like, getting the bus can be fatal. Like, we can't say that there's
trampolines are an inherently dangerous thing.
You know, like, it's like the dog will probably be fine, but, like, they can't not say that.
Honestly, though, it sounds like AI has learned both of your personalities because Dave doesn't respond well with, like, angry and panic, so he's got to be he's got to be calm and soothing, where Emma is like, you've got to get this done now!
I need the answers immediately! So, we have a vet down the road closed on Sundays, of course. I'm like, what do I do? Shout out to Dundrum.
That's so stupid.
Vet.
Sorry, like the side point. Pets still get sick on Sundays.
I know. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, ridiculous.
Yeah. Dundrum Village
but
Vet.
But the vets want to watch the match. Mm. So get sick tomorrow.
Gave them a ring anyway. And this is the sentence that I want to die. Hi, how are you? My 7-month-old puppy has just devoured 3 pan au chocolats and I'm just a bit concerned. Do you have any advice?
It's the most outside accent
I've ever seen. Like that time.
Jack was like, this is what Dave talks about on the show, the most South Dublin thing you've ever said, especially because it was 10:09 a.m.
Oh
right?
My God.
He's eaten 3 pan au chocolats.
It could be like he's eaten a bit of chocolate. He's had some pastries.
My 7-month-old puppy has just devoured 3 pan au chocolats. And I'm a bit concerned. Dundrum Village Vet's like, I'll just speak to the vet. I'll be right back to you. Yeah, I'm just a bit worried about him.
Oh.
He comes back to me and says, I've just spoken to the vet. We've just had a look at the amount of chocolate in a pan au chocolat, and he should be all right. Although expect to deal with the most monstrous of all pills today, right?
Fantastic.
It was just the way Jack recalled the show. He was like, is this what Dave would mean? Yeah. He says, that's the most South Dublin thing you've ever said.
Oh my God, Jack's getting
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's getting it.
Did he have crepes as well with orange juice?
Washed down with a matcha.
What kind of brunch? Did he get into your out flat white?
Because that could be concerning. Here's Nathan Daw and Over You on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I'm inconsolable because the sun is gone and Wimbledon is also now gone.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what the hell am I meant to do? What am I meant to do with my days?
You still have Love Island.
I do.
Just but move the, on to whatever your next personality is.
I know. Yeah, I'm waiting for that to kind of kick in. I have started reading.
Ooh.
I'm enjoying that. Yeah, so that's
you're
kind of my new personality.
You're into the young adult novel.
I am.
Designed for 13-year-olds.
I'm going to get to that later.
Tracy Beaker.
Where are the pictures? But listen, yeah, there's nothing to watch on telly anymore. Wimbledon's now over. Iga Swiatek and Jannik Sinner both won quite easily in the singles. I say quite easily. Swiatek, her opponent Amanda Anisimova, didn't get a single score on the board.
Jesus.
Not one game did she win.
Oh, no.
Which is quite unusual. Like, that hasn't happened in a Wimbledon final since 1911.
Jane.
Right,
wouldn't where you be someone is God love
no, yeah, like honestly, you'd be so embarrassed. Her. Like fair play to her, but my God, I wouldn't come out of my house.
Is this when what you put up yesterday? Six love, that's
yeah,
crazy.
That was
I was
mental.
Like, oh, Dave loves tennis.
But I thought it was quite interesting that it hasn't happened since 1911, and I was just like, I wonder what other things at Wimbledon that I didn't know. Mm. Now that it's over and inconsolable, I'm just gonna just think about Wimbledon for the next 2 weeks.
Just swat open it, yeah.
Yeah
I'm
yeah.
like that after I watch a series and it's over and I can't let it go. It's just like I'm going through every actor. What else? Yeah. What else? Look
up,
yeah,
I'm looking up tweets about like
yes!
the show and things like that. Like, yeah, tell me you agree with me. So one, obviously, it's not just white outfits the players have to wear, but almost entirely white, including underwear and bra straps
okay.
as well.
Oh, yeah.
Off-white or cream is a complete no. Roger Federer wore shoes with a coloured sole and he was told off
oh,
1 year.
Wow.
So there you go. Around 38.4 tonnes of strawberries are eaten during the fortnight. That's over 2 million strawberries,
wow.
handpicked at dawn and are delivered to Wimbledon
Whoa.
Daily. They're always grade one Kent strawberries served with exactly 10 cl of cream. Does
oh,
that mean clots? You have to be invited to the royal box. Paul Mescal, Andrew Scott and Niall Horan were all there.
Wow. Sorry, they must have been roasting.
On the
Did
weekend.
You see the suits they were wearing?
They were, and the sun shined directly on them.
I could not be at that. I'm sure it's air conditioned.
But
for
I thought
God's sake,
it looked mental to
get
see
the
like
shorts on you,
a
Paul.
Local fella from Mullingar and Kildare just in the royal box.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy
yeah.
stuff. Speaking of the royal box, Novak Djokovic's own parents were once denied entry to the royal box for not being appropriately dressed. Men when men need a jacket and a tie and women need smart dresses.
Mm.
And the fifth thing that I found out literally, I'd say about 40 minutes ago, I was just like looking up at Wimbledon and things like that. There's a championship dinner that happens on the Sunday evening right after the play, and it's basically a ball.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? For the players. It's a black tie event filled with trophies and toasts and photo ops, but the thing is, the players don't know they're going up until like maybe 20 minutes beforehand.
Why?
It's absolutely mental, right?
So sorry, so only certain people are kind of asked to go.
Exactly. The only kind of like mainly it's winners, I think, like that. But like it's specific
we'll
people.
See how this scoring goes, lads, and then
yeah.
we'll get the invites.
Yeah.
Exactly. So most players don't know they'll be attending until a few minutes before, and they've had very little time to plan what to wear. Elizabeth Pine is a woman who apparently is like this behind the scenes fairy godmother, right? Since 1995, she was basically transforming a locker room, an empty locker room in Wimbledon, into like a Vogue photo shoot. She's got 100 million dresses around the place, and the players can go in and choose the dress
what?
That they want to wear to this ball if they've been invited to it.
Stop.
And obviously, I think you have to be invited to it. Even if you win, you're kind of still waiting for the invite
yeah.
to the Players'
yeah,
Championship
yeah,
ball.
You can't assume.
So yeah, she fills up this thing with ball gowns and shoes and handbags and accessories and all that kind of stuff. Now, the women's final is on the Saturday, so I think they probably have a little bit more time. But the women's doubles final is on the Sunday, which is the
yeah.
night of the ball.
Ah, here.
So literally,
oh
they
my
are
God,
coming.
The four girlies.
They're coming off court,
yeah.
hopping in the shower, and getting into a ball game.
Stop.
To be whisked away to this.
To be honest,
thing.
I can't imagine anything worse.
It
no,
sounds
I was
awful.
During my game, being yeah. like, is there anyone around for hair and makeup?
Yeah.
Can someone do my eyelashes?
So I just think it's absolutely mental. They do toast, they do pictures, and I saw Iga Swiatek and Jannik Sinner having a little dance. So I'd imagine they made the champions.
That
dance
must be very
well.
Exclusive and very kind of
I've
kept under wraps, because I've never seen photo
I've
ops
never,
or anything from that.
I've yeah. never heard about it.
Me
and
too.
I've watched tennis all my life, and I've never heard about
Who
this.
Who knows what kind of carnage does be going on back there?
Oh,
it's
after being really well behaved all weekend.
That wouldn't suit me now, because like my hair really attracts smells, and like you wouldn't have time to wash. It, and you'd have been on that court sweating
yeah.
and I mean you'd do a body shower
yeah.
but
you
the
would.
Hair
yeah.
you'd take it out of the ponytail and it would just be like still stuck up in it.
There was a player who once went to the ball in Alexander McQueen, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alexander McQueen dress
yeah.
and Air Force Ones
slay
yeah.
slay
oh,
and still
good.
Her little visor
yeah.
all the decorum out the window for the ball. I love it. That's so interesting. I never
crazy
even
is
thing,
it
to be honest.
Oh look, this is the elitist world that you'll never know
Dave
about.
For the invite.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Debbie Garcia and beautiful people on Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. He's released a brand new song with Bonnie Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty cool. Sounds
Bonnie
like
Tyler.
Spins.
Is that remixed or is that the original that he's mixed?
It's a remix. So that's Total Eclipse of the Heart. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course.
Well, on a list of things that didn't need to be remixed.
He played that at Longitude.
Did he?
No way.
Absolutely shut the place down.
No.
We all lost it when he played that.
Oh, I'd say.
And he's
I'd
just
say.
Released it as well.
Question. So. Is Bonnie Tyler alive and well?
Yes.
Is that her new vocal, I wonder?
She represented the UK in Eurovision a few years ago, I think.
Oh, did she?
So she could have sang it for this.
I'd say so, but I'd actually just think it's probably just from
a remix.
The other song.
Yeah. Hey. One second there now.
She's from Wales.
I did not know that.
All the best singers are.
Nothing to Steven Tyler, is she?
I don't think so.
No.
But are you anything to Steven?
This week on the show, we've got amazing prizes for you. We want to send you to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. As I mentioned, I was there last year. I'm dying to get back there again, especially having been at Ivy Gardens over the weekend. I was at Damien Dempsey on Friday. I actually think it's the best outdoor venue.
It's so good, isn't it?
Oh my God, 100%. Because you just finish and you're in the middle of town.
Yeah.
I'm all about the practicality.
Absolutely. And it's not overwhelmingly huge either.
No.
It's brilliant.
Oh,
yeah,
it's fab.
I love
Abby.
It. Listen, it does take place naturally, as we said, in Ivy Gardens. It's happening next week from the 24th to the 27th of July. There's acts there, all the big hitters, Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Byrne, and speaking of big hitters, our very own Fiona Frawley is performing across the weekend.
Tickets for my shows are very much available.
You can book now, should you wish, at ppcomedyfestival.com. That is ppcomedyfestival.com. And the good news is we have VIP tickets for the Saturday, the 26th of July, to give away
VIP
every
very nice.
Single morning on the show.
We gave Fiona two random topics to create a joke about on the spot. You did that very well, I have to say. The two topics were public transport and leaving Cert. Two very boring topics. Mm-hmm. And you managed to come up with some jokes about it. Because then jokes again.
Okay.
The public transport one.
That was, what do Dublin Bus and my dad have in common?
I don't know.
Neither of them ever show up.
And your Leaving Cert joke.
What subject do comedians do in the Leaving Cert? Gagricultural science.
Very good.
Terrible. You were voting for which one you preferred better. Did you prefer public transport or did you prefer Leaving Cert? 087-711-1038. Win yourself to Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Gemma is standing by there. What's going on with you this morning?
I'm at work.
What do you do?
Oh, you're in early.
I'm an accountant.
Oh, a very early starting accountant, Gemma. What's going on? They have you worked to the bone, do they?
Numbers don't sleep, Dave.
Just a little bit.
We were asking you to choose which joke you preferred that Fiona delivered there. Was it the public transport one or the Leaving Cert one that you voted for?
The public transport.
Give you a little tickle this morning, did it, Gemma?
It did. Well, do you know what, Gemma? With 88% of the vote, that was the winning joke. Well done. 88% of people preferred that joke.
Feels good.
So congratulations, you've won with Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Woo-hoo. Have you been to it before?
I have. I'm actually going on the Friday night as well.
Oh, unreal.
That's amazing. So you spend the whole weekend there.
That's great. Thanks a million, guys.
You're very welcome, Gemma. Have a fantastic day.
Have fun, Gemma.
Crunching them numbers.
Bye-bye.
All right, okay. So I'm going to have to be coming up with jokes all week long, actually. This is a week long affair.
This is great. It's a bit appropriate for the actual game.
I haven't worked this long since 1996. So come here. What jokes do you want to hear tomorrow? You can pick topics. Text in. WhatsApp us on 087-711-1038 with a topic. Try and keep it, like, bear in mind I have to tell these jokes on the radio. So don't make them any kind of like...
Not smut.
Not like, you know, comment section of the journal. Any controversial. Try and keep it relatively.
I suppose, in fairness, we could do a lot better than public transport or the Leaving Cert. No. And people who listen to the show are way more creative than me and Dave.
Taking Bella out.
Yeah,
oh, can you do one on Spin 1038?
There's no, that's not a laughing
that's
matter.
That's not a joke.
We're a very serious radio station we are here. Okay, text me in a topic. 087-711-1038. And I could be telling a joke on that subject tomorrow.
Let's put it to the test
I probably
here.
Will be.
Be as obscure as you want to be on this as well. Get in touch. And you never know, you could be winning with Paddy Power, the Comedy Festival tomorrow. I need to get my tickets for that, lads.
I'm very excited.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Feeling very proud of myself because I made an older lady have fun the other night at the Damien Dempsey gig, right?
Oh, what's
my
mom?
No, but I did meet your lovely mam, who's not an L1. She's fabulous, Margaret.
She's very fab.
Glamorous lady. No, but very briefly, during a part of the show, you know yourself, Irish crowd, Damien Dempsey.
If it's a, if you say ole, ole, ole.
No, 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 no. God, no. All the drinks were being thrown around.
Oh, right.
So, like, oh my God, they were loving that, weren't they?
Throwing it around. I was like, I was loving it, but I was like, can't wait to wash my hair. I stink.
Oh, no.
And this older lady was standing in front of me holding her cup, like, and I was like, just do it. And she was like, oh, I couldn't, I couldn't.
Oh,
and I was like, it's really fun, I dare you. And then she was like, I don't want to soak people. And I was like, just fling it. And she did. And she laughed so hard.
Stop.
And she was just like,
oh my God, I love it.
It was unreal.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Upgrade your lunchtime with office favourites delivered by Just Eat.
What you've just done is encourage endangerment. And endangerment and soakage of people and very, I'm irresponsible of
you. You could have killed someone.
You could have killed someone, taken someone's eye out.
Yeah, yeah, it's also got a lot of waste.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah,
waste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what if someone didn't want to drink? And now they're soaked in it.
Well, close your bloody mouth. While you're
it's coming up on 8. Patrick, what's the story out there?
Thanks, guys. There's a delay on the Haddington Road West.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, good morning. Hope you're good.
What's going on? How are we?
How
Happy
are
Monday.
I have to shout out my mom so hard this morning.
Why?
My mother, Margaret. Do you know, do you ever like go home to your like parents' house or your mom's house or whatever and you leave with like such a random assortment of stuff? Like she's like, take this now and take that. So I was leaving yesterday with, first of all, her friend had bought her a houseplant for her retirement, but she doesn't like houseplants. She only likes outdoor plants.
Would you stop calling out the poor friend?
I know.
Re-gifted.
No. No, no one's going to be listening. Who's listening to you? She won't be listening. Deirdre shouldn't use her real name. But anyway, the poor houseplant, it's been out in the back garden, so it's singed, I would say, beyond repair. But I'll try it. I'll try and work on it. I also took a power washer with me. And then, right, my mom, me and my sister were both there because we went for a swim in Shankill yesterday. And she had two, boxes of washing tablets on the table because she was like, I went to Dunn's today and these were two for a tenner, and I just thought, what unreal value. And she was like, so here you go, and she gave them.
I love that.
And I was like, but now you have no washing tablets. Like, did you not? And she was like, oh yeah. And she just opened my sister's and took like three out of them.
That's like when I go to my granny's house, like it's kind of one of those things where you call down and you could be coming back to Dublin with like the passenger seat down and the boot, you know, like because you're coming home with some kind of a cabinet.
I popped home for lunch yesterday and came home with 5 books.
Oh, very good.
I've only ever read 3 books in my entire life, so I don't know what I'm doing with 5 books.
And what books are they?
Oh, they're all the same series and they are all from the teen fiction teen fiction section of the bookshop.
Amazing. So that's because they know that you can't go into that section because people will be like, get that man out of here.
Get him out of there. Yeah, yeah. No. They just know that that's just kind of my level.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Well, my level now is plants and washing tablets.
And power washer.
Power washer.
Yeah. No, do. Because, okay, so I swept then the whole back garden because I was like, right, I'll use this power washer now. And then I went to open it. My mom literally has never even opened this thing. I was breaking the seal. And you have to put it all together. And I was like,
not today, but what good crack when you get that going.
Oh, I'll be hoofing the yolk out of it. I think it's going to rain.
Free car washer as well.
Oh my God, slay.
Yeah, there you go.
Making my money here.
Can I have a go after?
Yeah, we'll give it around to everyone.
Paul is good with you this morning. You need a fab weekend.
Good morning. Speaking of the weekend, my weekend didn't really happen the way I thought it was going to be perfectly honest with you. And I kind of owe someone an apology in the room. Completely, like, I didn't mean to do this. But on Friday, I said, I have nothing going on this weekend at all. And Emma said, well, I'm around if you want to go for a drink. And I said, oh, yeah, to be honest, I'm actually really excited about having nothing to do and no one around and seeing no one. Yeah. Because all of my housemates were gone from the house. Mm. And I was like, I wasn't going like home for lunch or anything like that. I wasn't going to see my mates. My mates were all wherever gone. So I was like, grand, I'm just going to watch the tennis on my lonesome for the entire weekend. It was going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I was going to see no one, talk to no one. Mm. It was going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. I spoke and hung out with more people this weekend than I have ever hung out with people.
I was thinking that. Your Instagram story, I was like, who are all those people? So
I have no idea who any of those people are.
It looks like you're at the Gael talk. Like, who has that many friends to call on?
I was
30.
I was going to do absolutely nothing for the weekend. I was going home on Friday. Mm. Friday morning, I was going to go, great, here we go. It starts now. Mm. I'm on the drive home. I get a text from my friend. She said, hey, I've got an hour for lunch, for a break. Huh. Do you want to hang out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so I drove up to Churchtown.
Oh, it's Churchtown.
Yeah, it's very close to you. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
There's a reason Emma's being very salty. I will tell you about it in a sec. Oh, no, I did. I already told you. She asked me to go for a drink and I was like, no, I'm looking forward to seeing no one.
I don't want to see anyone.
So when I get a text and she's like, do you want to pop up for an hour or whatever? I'm on break. So I said, yeah, grand. So I went and I saw Mary-Kate and then I saw her dad, Pat, who also worked in the pub. And then so I went and saw them and then I thought, grand, that's it now for the weekend. That'll be all the people I see. I was chilling at home and I said, you know what, I wouldn't mind a pint. I'll go down to the local and I'll have a pint and I'll watch the last set of the tennis. Mm. And so then all three of the bar managers and the owner came over and talked to me. Ah, David, how are you? I said, oh, how are you, Vincent? How are you, Lee? How are you, Daniel? Right? So that's already five people on a Friday. I never see five people on a Friday. But anyway, I go home and I go, that's it now. Mm-hmm. No more people for the weekend.
Not.
That's it. I'm on my lonesome.
Yeah.
Till Monday morning, till I see Emma and Fiona and Callum, I will see no people. Mm. About 6 o'clock, I get a text from my mate Megan. Hey, we're out in Black Rock. Do you want to get a taxi? I said, sure. So I get a taxi out. And I meet Mohammed, the taxi driver, and I have a chat with him the entire way to Blackrock, and he is a lovely fella. And then I met Megan and Michael, and then arrived was Brian and Phoebe, when we chatted to Brian and Phoebe, who are good friends of mine. And, well, actually, not Phoebe, I just met Phoebe for the first time, and I couldn't believe her name was Phoebe. And then Phoebe's and Brian's friend, Colm and Kaylee, arrived, and we were like, hey, it's Colm and Kaylee, what's the story? And then Leah, Owen and Circa arrived as well.
For God's sake.
And so I was just chilling with them for the entire evening of Saturday into Sunday morning.
Didn't want to see anyone this weekend.
Didn't want to see anyone, apparently. Yeah, and so I get home at about 2 a.m. and I said, well, that's that. That's me finished. Sit down on the couch and going, I'm going to go to bed now and I'll see no one. In arrives Aisling and Fiona, my two housemates, who I thought were gone for the weekend. I said, hello, how are you? Sit down, let's have a chat. And then I go to bed and I go, well, that's it. That's the all the people that I will see this weekend. And then I woke up on Sunday. And Mam said, do you want to come home for lunch? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? So I saw my mum, I saw my dad, I saw Sean, and I saw Sophie. And, but that's that.
Yeah.
That was it.
I'd have to be.
That was it.
So you didn't want to see me then, is that what you said?
It's apparently.
Yeah, that's it,
It just wasn't meant to be. It wasn't in the universe, Emma. I had the busiest weekend ever.
I sent a reply to Dave's story
at
like
so
half 11 the other night when he had the group photo up of like him and like you said, everyone from the Whale Talked. I said, so much for your solo weekend.
Yeah.
He said, I've literally never been around so many people. That's it. I'll never ask you again, Pat.
I'm so sorry.
Literally him on Friday. Not a sinner.
Well, me and Emma had a great time together.
Oh, did you? Good.
Yeah, we did. I said, if you want to hang out. Nope. Don't want to see a soul.
I hung out with 20 people.
This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
For now, though, this is kind of very Black Mirror. I've only ever watched one episode of Black Mirror. It's the first episode of the new season, all about how, you know.
Is that the pregnancy
The one with Chris O'Dowd and Rashida Jones when he has the chip. That is.
Don't spoil it.
I'll just say it's probably one of my favourite episodes.
Really? I never watched it.
One of the most relevant to, like, I think about it so
You need
often.
To watch others.
I think about it all the time. And this particular episode is basically it's a case of life and death for this woman. And there's this chip they can install in her, but you have to pay a monthly subscription to stay alive. And basically, they own
you have to. I have shivers actually just rethinking about that. You have to watch it.
Okay.
It's really grim, man. And it was one episode, and I've thought about it so much. I'm like, I don't know if the show is for me because it'll just consume my brain.
It is quite a dark show.
Even when I hear
so
about Ozempic or anything, I'm like, it's very like
I think of that episode when I think of Ozempic.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they
you have
just,
to keep taking it.
Yeah. And I'm like, they can just raise the price of that.
Yeah, in a couple of years.
And then what's everyone going to do?
Yeah.
Screwed.
Yeah. Well, kind of with that in mind, there is a programmer from Belgium. His name is Stijn Spanhoeva. And he's built.
Go back again.
I'm trying my best here.
No, you killed it.
Say it again.
Stijn Spanhoeva.
That was brilliant.
You said it with so much confidence.
Yeah, I did, because I have the phonetics written down here beside us that I searched this morning.
Stijn Spanhoeva.
Stijn Spanhuva. Stain's the first name. Anyway, Slade. He's gone and built this experimental real-world ad blocker using these VR glasses. Now, he think he's the same guy behind the original Snapchat glasses. Do you remember years ago, real weird, you could wear these glasses and record videos through them for your Snapchat?
I bought them for the company I worked for.
Right.
So I could use... I bought them on holidays in LA. So I spent like $200 and then I was like using them for 2 weeks while in America, and then I came back to my company and I was like, yeah, you need these. I'll just invoice them. They were like, yeah, cool.
So how this works is these new glasses he's working on, they use like the Google Gemini AI, which is very similar to ChatGPT or any of them, to detect ads in your view and block them. Right. Uh-huh. So imagine walking down the street, God forbid, in Times Square or anything.
I was going to say Times Square, yeah.
Yeah, but anywhere you look, obviously, you become really... This would even show it up even more, how ads are everywhere you look.
I wonder, is it ads or is it like just logos? Do you know what I mean? Because like, if you walk in down Grafton Street, like they're technically not ads, but they are shops with their logos on it. Do you know what I mean? If you see like Burger King or something, does it block that?
What's disappointing, and I watched this little demo video of it this morning, is what they cover it up with is this red rectangle at the moment.
Boring.
Yeah, really boring. And then it's kind of horrible to look at as well. Yeah. Just
it's all fun and games till the red rectangle hits you. It's a bus.
And it shows them blocking ads on posters, billboards, newspapers, even food packaging.
Right.
Down to that level. And basically, it was all inspired based on a Black Mirror episode, would you believe?
Oh, I know the episode. A Million Merits.
Okay.
It was
developed by Snapchat, essentially. And this guy, Spanhuva, he envisions future customization so that ideally down the line you can pick your setting to say, I don't want to look at the red rectangle. Yeah. I want to look at something else instead.
As opposed, so the thing that's blocked out.
Exactly. You can look like a nice photo or whatever you're kind of into. And I was thinking, if I was rocking around Grafton Street or Times Square, what would I like to see to keep me kind of motivated and keep the ads away?
Yeah. Mm.
So obviously one would be an obvious one, kind of an ad, but not really. But just the cash machine amount total.
Oh,
everywhere
handy.
You look, just in case you get the call, you know, just have it written down and up there on Times Square for only you to see, right?
Yeah.
My step count.
Oh, step count is a good one.
How's it going that day? Because that's something I'm obsessed with checking anyway, rather than looking down at the watch. And as you're probably mobile walking around anyway, blocking these ads, you're getting them built up. And finally, the other thing that I constantly check is my quick balance.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it would be a good alternative to the ads to be like, you're broke.
What if you get mixed up between the quick balance and the cash machine amount? You'd be like, oh my God, I'm rich. No, wait. Or, oh my God, I'm so poor. No, wait, that's the cash machine. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Vice versa. Or what would you get? What if you get mixed up with the cash machine total or your step count?
I did 100,000 steps.
253,000 steps. I'm unbelievable. Anyway, there you go. Interesting to see what happens there. But yeah, people ain't into the ads they're seeing everywhere, it seems.
I like a real life ad blocker because the ad blocker doesn't seem to work. I used to work on Google Chrome all the time. Mm. I used to like watch like movies or something or whatever. It would always block out the ads. It doesn't really work on phones.
Yeah, you know when you try and put an ad blocker on your laptop and it's like, a million children at this ad factory died.
Please
our
stop it.
Our company's going to close down. Are you sure you want to block just one tiny little ad? It's like, okay,
it won't
fine,
hurt.
Show the bloody ads. All right, another song that's not as popular in the world at the moment. Yes, I am talking about JoJo Siwa's cover of Betty Davis Eyes. So Kim Carnes, the original singer of Betty Davis's Eyes, she doesn't like JoJo Siwa's cover.
Okay.
Very, very 2025 sentence indeed. And now she hasn't said it flat out. Sorry, just for a bit of context, if you've escaped the whole weekend in the past week or so without hearing this, you're very lucky, but it sounds a little bit like this. And she knows just what it takes.
What's going on there?
It's really,
just
really
bring
rough.
Me back a little bit. JoJo Siwa, going out with your man now.
Chris Hughes.
Or Chris Huggis, as the American TikTokers like to call him.
Was in Big Brother.
Celebrity Big Brother.
JoJo's a YouTuber, singer,
person. She used to be on Dance Moms. She had like bleach blonde hair, age 8, and she was the most annoying child, and she's grown up to be the most annoying adult. She had the JoJo Siwa like bows.
The bows.
Right. You might have seen them, and she's done permanent damage to her head from always having it in a really...
She's a child star. Like, she was very, very famous.
But now
very young
age. She's all grown up, aka she's 22.
But she's still so annoying.
Naturally, she can't make this an official release then because she doesn't have the copyright if your one doesn't like it.
Well, she hasn't specifically said she doesn't like it. She's put up a TikTok, which she's since deleted. This is Kim Carnes, the original singer of the song Betty Davis Eyes. And she said, there is a difference between singing a song and embodying it.
Okay.
She said, I've always believed authenticity is what makes music timeless.
But the first thing I noticed when I saw this clip and then heard this right now is she is trying to have that kind of rasp.
She does have
Kim
that
Carnes.
Though, like, which is really annoying.
She's
and
a raspy
bizarre.
Girl.
She's a raspy girl,
like,
our JoJo.
Like, do a cover and make it your own. Don't try and emulate Kim so much.
But Kim's not raspy, is she?
Nah, there's a bit of a...
I don't think, like, there's that. Like someone said in the comment section of YouTube, it sounds like she put it... put the song through AI and said make this sound raspy. As raspy as possible. It's very
impressive.
That could
potentially be something she did.
I think so. It's mad because, like, JoJo Siwa, if you've been following her journey as I have, for the last couple of years she's been doing this real, like, chaotic thing where she's, like, got the, like, Kiss makeup on her face and, like, looks real, like, punk and crazy, and now she's done this rebrand for the Betty Davis Eyes video.
It's bizarre.
Everyone's like, oh, is JoJo Siwa a trad wife now, because she's got, like, a little blonde curly
She looks
bob.
Like Marilyn Monroe. Or
yeah, and, like, really, like, cute little girly outfit, like, all very demure and stuff. But then she opens her voice and it's still like, she's my gosh, yes! It's like she can't fully transform.
Do you remember the red carpet interview she did only a couple of months ago? And it was just like, who's a dream guest on your podcast? And she was dream guest on my podcast?
Wow. Or when she talked about her three kids that she already has their tattoo, their name tattooed. Freddy, Teddy and Eddie. Yeah, Freddy, Teddy and Eddie.
Does she have three kids?
No, but she dreams to have three kids. And Chris Hughes has also said he can really see that with her. Chris Hughes, I was wondering, like, you know the way Orlando Bloom got the ick off Katy Perry when she went up to space? I was like, I wonder, like, Chris Hughes has been real quiet since all this Betty Davis Eyes stuff happened. But he broke his silence just to say he is still absolutely obsessed with her. And he said, I started to think there was no one out there for me. Then meeting Joelle. I hate when, like, when they say the real name.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I don't care that you know her that way. Like, this is far too intimate.
He's also very clever, though, because she's minted.
She is minted. Joelle gave me this magical feeling. She is the most precious person. Mm. I think that's a weird thing to call someone when there is a 10-year age gap and she's 22. Precious?
Yeah.
It's like precious little too.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
Life has an unexpected way of bringing two people together, and this feels like that. We were meant to cross paths. I think genuinely obsessed with each other. I have to kind of be happy for them. I don't know. Maybe it works. I know Chris Hughes, he was a real favourite, like, of the Love Island franchise, the Love Island Dynasty.
Oh, is that how he's famous? Yeah.
But he said, and he's also said, I do see you forever here. I'd love to marry her. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you.
They met like a week ago.
I know. But she's a real love bomber. That's what her ex, who she was engaged to, Kat.
Yeah, she came out of the Big Brother house and broke up with her.
And Kat said that they were engaged and, like, all this love bombing and crazy stuff. But all that matters is she got Betty Davis ass. But I was wondering, what cover is Kim Carnes mad at? Is she mad at the original cover?
All the boys think she's a spy. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Who's that?
It's just some random lad on TikTok. There's just a million covers. They all get more and more chaotic. I actually think this one does sound quite like JoJo.
All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis.
Oh, that's quite nice, actually, that one.
Quite angelic. I think, and there's just a million TikToks of people, like, making their beds, like, cleaning their rooms and being like, Betty Davis.
My voice isn't the same since I just did that, like, dream guest on my podcast.
And now give us a Betty Davis eyes. All the boys think she's a spy.
Need you.
She's got, oh yeah. She's because
she's Betty Davis eyes.
Let's go back to
Emma.
JoJo.
It's definitely AI.
It's just AI at the end where it goes so angelic.
Yeah.
Just at the end as well, it doesn't really make
sense.
It's
cursed.
Spins Holiday Hot Pick.
I'm a getaway.
We've been telling you all last week and this week, if you don't have any holidays booked, if you want to go abroad, we want to sort you out with Spins Holiday Hot Pick.
This is so cool. Mallorca, Morocco or Malta, it's completely your call. You pick the location. We throw in the flights. We throw in the checked baggage, the all-inclusive accommodation, baby. Four-star hotels, transfers to and from the airport and your travel insurance. All looking fire.
Can I ask, if transfers to and from the airport are a thing, does that mean someone has a sign for you?
Oh, I'd say so.
Oh, my dream.
My God.
Someday, baby.
Let's get that organised, please, management.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've been asking people to WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick to 087-711-1038 and answer the phone shouting something very specific. That specific thing was, spin, I want to pick a holiday.
We want to get you in that draw this morning, so please do what you got to do if this is you that we're calling right now.
Holiday hot pick.
Oh, so close, Shannon.
Shannon, so
sorry.
Close.
No,
so
did
close.
Did try, though.
You did try. It was spin, I want to pick a holiday is what we needed.
Oh, my God.
I know. Nightmare, Shannon. Nightmare. Have a fantastic day.
Good
sorry,
girl.
Sorry, so
Shannon.
Much.
Bye.
It actually would have made sense if it was holiday hot
yeah.
pick.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's devastating.
We don't make the rules, man. Come on. Let's do this.
I want to take a holiday.
Yes, Orla. Very good.
No flies on you this
no,
morning.
That was top tier, Orla. What are you up to today, Orla?
I'm literally just on my way into work.
What do you do?
I love it.
Oh, I just work in like a business, like just as
you don't. Whoa.
Here's Emma to give out to you, Orla.
You don't just work anyway,
that's
Orla.
So true.
You work in a company, and you're up early, and you're making some dough today.
Yeah.
That's done,
say
Orla.
Emma,
chance,
thank
Orla.
You.
Emma once
thank
went
you.
To.
That's
a,
the hype I needed to get in.
Emma once went to a conference and learned that, and we have all had to be subjected to it since. Orla, congratulations! You are in that draw for Spins Holiday Hot Pick. You
incredible.
Could potentially be going to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. Where would you be going?
Oh, I think Mallorca.
No, oh, good no. choice. I'm going there in a couple of weeks. I can't wait. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay,
you might
see
her there.
Yeah.
Orla, thanks, Mel. Have a lovely day.
Good luck, Orla.
Bye,
thanks
Orla.
So much. Thanks. Bye.
Talk to you later. If you missed out there, don't worry. Michaela has three chances into the draw. That's
three.
Just Michaela. More with Steve and then with Faye and Jamie later tonight as well.
Nice.
Morocco, Malta or Michaela.
Exactly.
1038 Dublin. Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like
when it's just going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
On it, on it, on it. Let's go.
Hello there. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. Do you know what? I have a bone to pick with bookshop owners and yeah. libraries and charity shops that have books.
Okay.
Because I feel like they're just coming at me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm reading again, okay?
Woohoo!
I'm reading a series of books that I used to read as a teenager.
What are they called?
They're called the Gone Books.
Okay.
Right? And it's basically, it's so childish, right? Because everyone over the age of 14 disappears.
Okay.
Right? And then there's these kids and they all start to kind of gain superpowers and stuff like that. Right?
Fun.
Okay.
It's such a fun and easy read. Yeah. I remember reading it when I was like, you know, 16 or something and it was yeah. just class.
Yeah.
And so I've started reading them again.
That's
and
so
it's really
good.
Got me into reading. And I was looking for the other books, like the next series and all, because I read it in like 3 days.
Mm.
I was absolutely loving it. So I was like, right, I need to go find the next book. They have each book in the section teen fiction.
YA.
Young child fiction. And I'm like,
frontal lobe not developed.
Yeah, I'm like, leave me alone. There was one bookshop that had it in young adult and actually I was like, yes, finally.
That's a bit of me.
Yeah, and I was like, it's actually not even meant to be here. It's meant to be on this shelf, which is young teen. Which is really annoying.
It's
so disappointing.
Oh, you're inspiring me to take a trip back because there's two full series of books that I own
yeah.
still somewhere. I think one's at my parents' house and one I've already gifted to my niece who can't even read yet. Heartland Books.
Okay.
Anyone remember them?
No.
It was all horsey. It was about a girl who worked on a farm to heal horses. And I was obsessed. Like a new book would drop and I'm like, Dad!
That is very your vibe.
And then obviously the full Jacqueline Wilson set.
Oh, yeah.
Big Santa 1 year for that.
See, I had the Cherub series, which was like young spies, like kid spies. And then I had the Gone series. It's the only two series I've ever read, apart from the Hunger Games. Do you know what I mean?
Again, you want to be able to have them again without going into the kids section.
Without having to go into the kids section or go, hi, do you have the Gone on books and they're like, oh, sorry, I thought you were an adult.
Okay, absolute shout out to Kenny's Bookshop. I think they're like based out of Galway. Order online there and it'll be here so fast.
Stop.
And like you can, and they have everything.
Okay,
and
very good.
I really recommend.
Also, you don't have to deal with it.
Don't be fueling Jeff Bezos' lifestyle. Fair. Go to Kenny's.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what they do with the money, but we love them.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, we were talking about this last night on our Best Bits of the Week show. Sunday, you can listen to that, 7 to 9. We were playing a new song by a group of lads that go by the name of Max Dean, Luke Dean and Lockie.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
A little ragtag group.
Yeah.
Good bunch of lads. But the name, like the trio of them kind of made me think of something. And so after the song, we got chatting about this.
Remind me of like high school kids in America and they're like, you know, like 15 and in their bedroom making beats.
Oh, they definitely peaked.
They remind me of those like cool lads who used to like hang around the back of the Chinese.
Yes. That's the kind of vibe. Totally.
Top girls.
Top girls.
Bring back topping.
Topping was terrifying.
Lockie loves topping. Pass it
on the show. Chaos as usual.
Yes. I don't know what made me think of that or if topping is just on my brain a lot, but I suppose it is. Now, if you don't know, you're either having war flashbacks right now or you're saying, what are they talking about? This show has gone to the dogs.
Again. Like, full transparency, have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I don't understand what this
Dave's
is.
Dave's a frigid.
What is topping?
Okay, so yeah, this was like a massive part of my growth.
Okay, so it's a Dublin thing and a country thing.
I think it was all over the place.
Right, okay.
Emma so was getting tough.
Am I in the in-between?
Oh, well, yeah. Essentially, when I was in secondary school, okay, like the biggest deal in the world in first year, of course, was getting the shift. Big tongue action, right?
Yeah. I got that. I've done that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, you did that?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay,
yeah.
Excited for you. As you kind of moved up with a bit of age, the kind of next step.
Right.
Before any real, anyway,
yeah.
The next step that was still a bit innocent.
Family show.
Was that you might get a boob feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have vivid memories of like 8:30 in the morning before school, organised to shift a boy. You know, the whole gang of girls walked down with you, the whole gang of lads walked down with him. You know, you wouldn't say a word to each other until you walked around the back of the community centre.
Oh my God.
Had a kiss. And then topping would be the hands would start going up the top.
Stop.
Yeah. Underneath the bra.
The bra or over the bra. It'd be like, oh, you topped her under the bra or over the bra.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like over the bra, nothing.
I'll never forget the first time I was topped. I know exactly who it was as well. And as he went under the bra, like the cold hand, oh, winter morning in school,
oh God,
you know?
Yeah.
And then they were never very, I suppose,
January in Waterford.
They probably weren't very gentle with the old boobs as well at the time. First time probably touching a boob, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
no, but they're like, this might be my only chance.
Yeah, but they give it a good squeeze. Yeah.
Like a tennis ball, grasping a tennis ball.
Oh, that's not very nice, you know?
So that was topping. And then I never heard of this.
I remember walking around the school having been topped that morning being like, can you get pregnant from this? I'm so scared. That was too much.
It was topping and you were topped.
Yeah. That's what topping was called.
As in they put their hand up your top, but it'd be like topping.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. By the way, I did it. I swear I did do it, okay? I just didn't know it had a name.
Yeah.
Topping was a really big part of it for us. It was like, oh my God, like, say for example, if that guy went off with someone else at a disco on Friday, I'd be like, but he topped me in the morning.
Stop.
He topped me. We had a moment of intimacy.
This is crazy.
Nipple.
I was too innocent, I think. Or else we just didn't have a name for it. Like, you know, you just describe what you did. No one would ever be like, oh, you topped it.
You just touch boob.
We just touch boob.
No, it was definitely like a thing.
Yeah,
it was something that you'd say, I was topped or I topped her.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I'm actually having war flashbacks. I don't know if I can tell I think it's too sad. I don't think I've ever told this out loud. I'm just going to tell it right. So I was very shy and quiet when I was like 13, 14. I was in this friend group. They weren't that nice and I just never really spoke and I was so shy and awkward and anxious, and so I was kind of always like the butt of jokes. Like they'd always like be like, oh, let's make Fiona do this, let's make it's mad how I've ended up where I am, to be honest. And so we were at the cinema in Bray, since closed down, RIP to the cinema in Bray, great crack. And we were watching this movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and planes, aging myself now to say that I was at that film when I was 14. I think it's called Aviator.
Oh, yeah.
Or something, and there was this lad there, let's call him Robert. And it was like, oh, I think I'd like kissed him before at a disco or something. And it was like, oh, okay, like you're gonna meet like Robert again after this, like around the alleyway.
I love the way it's other people's decision.
Oh God, yeah. And then they were going back and forth with a group of lads, and they were like, all right, Robert's gonna top you. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah. And they were like, go down the alleyway. And I was like, okay. And
this
they were like,
all sounds horrendous.
They were like, and you have to unzip your jacket. Oh!
Girl, teenage girls, man. I really hope they've improved.
With like my jacket unzipped, just waiting. I obviously had like a t-shirt on, and I want to cry. It was so
awkward.
That's
bullying, man.
And then obviously like no speaking, just
go down. Shift top, and then see you later.
I'm so embarrassed. But yeah, no, I'm fine about it, and I love
clearly.
I love remembering this stuff. Actually, feels good.
We want to know on this morning show. Are you aware of topping as a phrase, right? Yeah. That's number one, I suppose, for Dave. And were you into a bit of topping yourself?
Did you love a bit of topping?
All completely.
Giving or receiving.
Consensually.
Of course.
You know, yeah.
Not organised by other people. Yeah.
Total consensual topping. Was that a bit of you when you were growing up? 087-711-103, because Dave has never even heard
I've
of this.
I've never heard it. I did it, guys.
You
I
did
swear,
it, though.
I swear, lads. I did it with my friend on holidays, okay? You wouldn't know her.
Are we throwing it right back for you this morning, or are you like, what are you on about with the word topping? Get in touch and let us know. Send your voice notes to 087-711.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
On a Sunday evening, we do a show between 7 and 9 here at Spin. It's kind of the best bits from across the week. And last night, we played a song from three artists we weren't aware of.
Three young lads, I'm assuming, called Max Dean, Luke Dean and Lockie. All
and you know lads. Yourself, we're always just be riffing and messing. And as a result, something came up in conversation that hasn't come up for me in about, I don't know, 15 years or so. Remind me of like high school kids in America, and they're like, you know, like 15 and in their bedroom making beats.
Oh, they definitely peaked.
They remind me. Of those like cool lads who used to like hang around the back of the Chinese.
Yes. That's the kind of vibe. Totally.
Top girls.
Top girls.
Bring back topping.
Topping was terrifying.
Lockie loves topping. Pass it on.
On the show.
I had no idea what this was. I like when you said that, I just kind of stayed silent because I was like, okay, this is obviously a girl thing.
Yeah.
But no, this is very much a boy and girl thing.
Both were involved.
Yeah. Again, I have done it, guys. I just didn't have a name for it. Okay.
Led.
Seriously, stop texting me, calling me Frigid.
Fiona was a teenager in Dublin. I was a teenager in County Waterford. Dave grew up in Drogheda, and he never heard of the expression topping. He claims he's done it.
I have, because it's worked. You know?
Maybe he's that bit younger.
I know, but we were just saying it was a mad little thing that, like, you know, the whole transition of life of you kiss someone and then maybe one morning they're like, I always say morning because I used to always get the shift.
Yeah, you're really
explain what topping is for someone who's listening going, seriously, lads, what the hell is topping?
Topping is when you were kissing someone and they would put their hand up your top and do whatever it's going on. We'll have just a feel.
Now, I will tell you this experience.
Like, sometimes they just lay their hands there.
Yeah, yeah. That's called a gentle top.
A gentle top. I will tell you.
Just the top.
Just so you know, I swear I did it, guys. Yeah. I remember my first top. Trying to get it underneath the bra.
That's hard.
It's very difficult. Your hand would be clamped down. Yeah,
exactly. And then this was the thing as well. Like, say when you were going to Wes or whatever, teenage disco, you might be wearing like chicken fillets or whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Something to give you a bit of cushion.
I used to
and
have then it's the like, tissue shoved in there.
Yeah, and
I'd be like, I hope he doesn't try and top me.
Yeah, it's like she got topped and he felt her chicken fillets.
Oh no. Get the socks
never
in there.
Live it down. Yeah. Never live it down.
I remember I used to do the tissues the other day. I'd be like,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Lauren is there. Hello.
Lauren.
All right, Lauren, tell us. Are you aware of this word topping? Being topped?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh God.
Definitely was a thing.
Okay. How much of a big deal was it in your school? Did everyone have to get topped? It was like, I'm not a frigid. Now I've been topped.
Yeah, no, I think it depends. As I think what friend group you were in and stuff, and if you were a bit more out there than other young people, do you know what I mean? Definitely saying that I was topped.
Yeah.
If you were in that group of girls.
I know what you're trying to say.
Trying to back now, I'm like, oh God, I shouldn't have been in that group.
Did you know harm, Lauren?
It's only a bit of boob
character
touching.
Building stuff. Or maybe they only went over the bra, so that actually doesn't count in the eyes of God.
No, of course.
Do you remember that feeling though of going back to school or whatever, and like you could still feel the mark of his or her hand on your boob for the whole day?
You'd just be like, "This was very during school. This is like unusual. I've never heard of it happening so much, like on
in school grounds.
Oh, like topping it off the bus at 8:30 before your first class was a big thing."
That is insane. It's great to get the topping done early in the morning.
It had for me now. It hadn't happened in school. It was always outside school. After school, before school, it wasn't a thing.
I was a respectable young kid until my parents moved me out of Dublin. I'll tell you that.
Where was it, Lauren?
Yeah, where was the topping venue?
Yes.
Do you know what? It was actually the 44.
Was it? That's a very posh topping.
Be careful. Be careful.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to not let him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, Lauren.
A very romantic backdrop for the topping.
Yeah, beautiful with the sunset there.
Yeah, it's good to know we all have trauma.
Yeah. Thanks. Pink sitting here at the top.
Oh, God, I love it.
Lauren, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye,
enjoy your morning.
Bye.
God bless. Bye.
She's not the only one gone pink. Halfway through chatting there, I just kind of remembered I was on the radio. And I was like, my granny listens. And my dad's so loyal.
How are you, Jim? How are you, Phyllis? Your daughter is not as innocent as you think. She's been topped.
I know.
But at least she never missed a class.
Got it out of the way first, you know. Made it in for double English.
Yeah. Double something.
Get ready. Spin 103.8. Golden.
We want to get you away this holiday to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yeah, sorting out with your flights and 7 nights PR Vegas's Village Fuerteventura. Kick back, relax, enjoy that lovely sun.
Sally is standing by. Did you get to enjoy that sun over the weekend?
I didn't know I was working.
Oh, no. Sure.
Where do you work, Sally?
I work in retail, so.
Oh, you were caught working all weekend. Okay, at least you had air conditioning.
Yeah, did you have some aircon?
Yeah, we had aircon.
So nice.
Were the shops very quiet?
Yeah.
Okay, so at least you had a bit of a dust.
I was wondering, some people might be in the shops just to escape it all, you know? Okay, so you're busy working weekends. Have you got a chance to go away this summer at all, or would you love to win a holiday?
I would love to win a holiday, yeah.
All right.
When was the last time you were away, Sally?
Probably 3 years ago.
Oh my God, it is time for you to win a holiday,
Especially
Sally.
If you're working in retail. You need a break, girl.
I got a good feeling about you, Sally. Let's hope we can do this. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs you need to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song, obviously. If you want to swap the song at any point, Sally, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Sally?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Ballymun.
All right, Sally in Ballymun. The best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. We're rooting for you. Song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Stop the clock immediately.
Well done, Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. You have that one in the bag.
Very good. And with 21.8 seconds remaining.
Unreal.
That's essentially 22 for 4 new songs. Incredible going, Sally.
Let's do it. Song 2, Sally, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Our love is alive.
Swap.
All right, let's swap it out. Very quick with that swap. I like it, Sally. Yeah. You knew you weren't going to know it, so you swapped it immediately.
You're honest. I love it. That's Cyril. He is an Australian DJ, and the song is called Stumbling In. Stumbling Not to worry. In. Forget about it.
Yeah. Grant, we have reset the clock back to that 21.8, and a brand new song 2 playing in a second now.
I think the song 2 swap is a lot easier than the song 2 original song. So I think you're going to get this, Sally. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. They say the
holy water's Ordinary Alex Warren.
Stop the clock. Easy. In there, no messing.
Oh, Sally didn't come to play. So you've got now 18.9 seconds. That is actually 19 seconds for 3 songs. That's incredible.
That's an insane amount of time.
I actually, when Stumbling In Cyril played, I looked and I was like, that's a very harsh song.
Very harsh song.
I'll have a severe look at myself.
Have to have a word.
Please. All right, here we go for song 3. And you'll be more than halfway there if we can get this one, Sally, with 19 seconds on the clock, basically. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You had a dream.
Somber Undressed.
Yes, stop the clock. Yes.
Unbelievable. Somber and Undressed. That is song 3 in the bag.
All right.
You have 14.5 seconds left for 2 songs.
Okay.
You're doing so well, Sally.
Here we go with song 4. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I wrote you.
MK.
Not no. MK. No. Other lad.
Other DJ.
Scottish DJ. I will lose myself for you. Used to be going out with Taylor Swift. I'm not
sorry.
One.
No.
No.
I want to get sick.
Oh, so do I. Oh, God.
You and me both.
Oh, girl.
Sally, you're...
You're going to
kick yourself now, this.
Sally, you're literally... You bossed this game. That was Calvin Harris and Blessings.
Clementine Douglas was on that as well.
Okay, well, actually, that makes me kind of happy, to be honest.
To be fair,
it's been around a while, and in fairness, like, it's not even a nasty one. We are playing it lots of spins, so like, not trying to make you feel bad, but like, at least we don't have to feel that bad about it. If you
Sally, I'm so sorry it wasn't Pete, but did you have fun?
I did have fun.
Good, that's all that matters. Listen, thank you so much for playing, and thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. Happy Monday.
Have a great day.
Well done, Sally.
You too. Bye.
Bye bye. Gutted for Sally.
I really wanted her to get it.
Wasn't meant to be for some reason. I don't know why. Calvin Harris and Blessings. The song 4 and we're all looking at it. I think she would have got the song 5.
Yeah.
What a letdown. Okay, if you want to win, if you want to play, message us the word golden. You can get on and take it on tomorrow, all right?
Check yourself. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, it is the time of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And I actually don't really want to talk about this, but I'm just going to bring it up anyway. I'm just going to add it off my list. Discovered a new thing that I cannot do over the weekend.
Comedy.
Unfortunately, yes. And I also, another thing in Whelan's that I can't do is sing That Don't Impress Me Much by Shania Twain on karaoke.
Why can't you sing it?
We went to Whelan's after Damien Dempsey on Friday. My mom, my brother, and my lover, Dwayne. And so it was karaoke on, stunning vibes, a very supportive room, everyone loving each other. And I kind of wanted to just sit in there and not do karaoke.
Yeah.
My brother went straight up and sang Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Frankie Valli.
Did he have the neck brace on?
He didn't. He took the neck brace off for the occasion.
Okay.
But he kept his shades on all night just to keep people
anonymity.
To be mysterious. And he had the whole room up. Everyone was like singing along with him. And then he goes, I've signed you up. And I was like, no, you didn't. And he was like, yeah, you're up next. You're doing Shania Twain. That don't impress me much.
Class.
And I was like, you're choking. And then Arthur, who we know from our comedy show on a Thursday night, they're the bar person there as well, said, up next is Fiona Frawley and That Don't Impress Me Much. But to say I cannot sing that song and I had no choice. And do you know when something is just not in your register, and for karaoke you just start and you have to be gravelly the whole way through because you're like, I've started this way, I'm too nervous to take a breath. So the whole time it was just like, I never knew a guy that kept a mirror in his pocket. And I couldn't get out of that because I was too nervous. And like, while my brother was singing, my mom was up on her feet filming him, being like, that's my boy. And then I looked out at the crowd for like a bit of support for her, from her. She was just on her phone.
Blatantly busy watching the videos of your brother.
She was, no doubt, watching those back.
Oh, worst nightmare.
Poor feet.